Despite the many obstacles to a woman of her generation, Mary Ann Mason has had an extraordinary career as an academic and even miraculously as an administrator. She has changed higher education in the United States.
Our generation really did break through the doors of all these male-dominated professions, particularly these are what I'm addressing in this book, like law and medicine and the corporate world and the PhD world, academic world. And they broke through so that now there's equal participation, certainly in the early levels, in the training period. But unfortunately, they haven't really managed to stay with it all the way through, so we still have very poor representation at the top in all of these fields. And women often, because of family demands mostly now, rather than discrimination, leave these positions before they've really had a chance to get going in them, and we don't allow a way back in. So they didn't institutionalize it in the sense that the next step was supposed to be to basically make the family an equal responsibility between men and women, and to have workplaces that reflected family interests and family values, dare I say.
As the first woman dean of the graduate division at UC Berkeley, Mary Ann Mason knows that of which she speaks. Join us next time for the continuing story.